Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ATEC. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to start a new journey into exploring and discussing the EC Council certifications. If the name doesn't sound familiar to you, maybe the name Certified Ethical Hacker, or CEH, does. EC Council is the group that owns the CEH, and today we're going to start off a new series where we take a deeper look to all of the cybersecurity certifications that EC Council offers. If you enjoyed my last few episodes where we talked about the CompTIA certifications, you're going to love this new series. I've always felt that the CompTIA certs were great for beginners, but if you're serious about cybersecurity and you want to step up to the next level, then the EC Council offerings might be a better fit for you. EC Council is a huge business just at CompTIA, so we're going to have a lot of content to cover. Similar to how I covered the CompTIA certs, I will start with the easy ones they offer and then work my way up in difficulty. EC Council has six different categories of programs, as they call it. I'm excited to kick this off, and I hope you are as well. I have personally and currently hold their Certified Ethical Hacker CEH certification, although it's due to expire in early 2022. Let's take a deeper look and find out what these certs are all about. Before we jump into the episode, let me update you on a few things. The podcast has been doing great. I completely missed my goal of hitting 2,500 downloads by the end of summer, but I kind of dropped the ball on my end. I just haven't had the time to do the research for these episodes, but I still have a goal of finishing 2021 off with the 2,500 downloads. As of this recording, I'm sitting at almost 2,400 downloads, and with just 3 weeks left in 2021, it's going to be close. I plan on publishing three episodes before the end of 2021, this one being one of them, and I'm optimistic that with those three new episodes, I should be able to hit my 2,500 goal. To everyone that has listened so far, I really appreciate you. I started this podcast a little over a year ago, and I'm really happy with how it's been doing. I'm nowhere near the numbers that successful podcasters are at, but the consistency is key here. I've dropped the ball too many times, but as I get ready to close out the year, I feel like there's no better time to get back on the horse. I'm personally putting out a goal of hitting 7,500 downloads before the end of 2022. That's pretty much double the goal I had for 2021, which was 2,500. I'm feeling good about this, and I have a solid plan to get there. To everyone that listens, I appreciate your support, and thanks for helping me hit my goals. If you find my podcast valuable, please feel free to share with your friends, your coworkers, or anyone else that you feel might benefit from listening to my podcast in cybersecurity. Feel free to reach out on social media and let me know your thoughts or feedback. My plan is to continue exploring all the different certifications that are available to cybersecurity professionals. But if you'd like for me to go deeper on any specific certification or topic, please let me know. This podcast is just as much yours as it is mine. It really does mean a lot, especially since I'm at the beginning phases, and so any feedback you may have, I want you to be a part of it. I want this to be a community thing. And if there's something that I can personally do to help you out, please, please, please feel free to reach out. Visit apetech.me/social. You'll be able to find all the links to everything else I'm doing, but specifically, you'll be able to figure out how to get a hold of me. And check out the description of this podcast. There's a lot of other contact information there. Anyways, again, I really appreciate you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that's been listening so far. You have no idea how much it means to me. You have no idea how much fire I get from just the motivation and the passion to continue to do this, because I know that at least one person out there, or at least as far as Anchor tells me, 49 people out there in the world are learning, and that's really all that matters, right? If I can help one person with their career, or maybe just help them just achieve something better with their lives, then this would have all been worth it. So thank you again very much. We're going to jump into EC Council certifications, and we're going to kick things off by talking about their first category that I'm going to talk about, which is security awareness. And the certification is called the Secure Computer User. So let's jump into it. First category we're going to explore is the security awareness one. There's only one cert available under this category, and that's the Secure Computer User. I've never heard of this cert before, but it makes sense that EC Council offers it. The first step anyone can take to improve their cybersecurity posture is to have awareness. You don't know what you don't know, and if you don't know what kind of threats await for you on the internet, then you probably have a higher chance of being hacked. If you're someone that uses a digital device such as a computer, tablet, phone, smart home device, pretty much anything that's connected to the internet, and let's face it, in 2021, that's pretty much about every item in your house or that you interact with, your cars, washers, dryers, toasters, coffee makers, right? Everything's connected to the internet. So this certification is going to maybe give you an appreciation, right? Because it's going to be a great like intro to cybersecurity. It's going to be perfect for those that just literally have no idea how dangerous the internet is. And this is going to serve as a really, really good like rude awakening course. The topics covered in this course are many, but some of the ones that stood out to me were like things like credit card fraud, online banking, phishing scams, and email hoaxes. There's many more topics, and I think you should definitely go into the website at EC Council and check it out. It'll be in the description of this episode. They're all very real situations that millions, everything I just talked about, right? The credit card fraud, the online banking, the email hoaxes, right? These are very real situations that millions, if not billions of people encounter every day. And while using the internet, the number of people that fall victim to these attacks is way too high. Even in 2021, even with all the awareness things that like companies and I don't know, just the internet does, right? Because there's just so many places for you to get awareness, like this podcast. But yet, the number of people that fall victim to a cybersecurity attacks is just still way too high, right? And again, I feel like just raising awareness, it's a good first step. It's not very actionable, but it's a step in the right direction. It's better than doing nothing. So let's go into the details of the exam a little bit. So the exam, you need to pass what you're going to need to do to pass and receive the certification is pass 50 or take 50 questions, and you need a 70% to pass. Wow, I think I really confused the heck out of you. 50 questions, 70%, you pass it with 70% of the 50 questions answered correctly. You have 2 hours to complete the exam, and the exam is all multiple choice. The course, there's an associated course that EC Council offers, and it's a 16-hour long course, which they claim is going to prepare you to take the certification. You can take this course at your own pace, through live training, or through a master class, or in person through a training partner. Keep in mind that these get progressively more expensive, right? If the higher up the chain you go. But EC Council does offer a voucher, an exam voucher that is priced at $125. And it wasn't very clear to me as I was reading the website, but it looks to me like for the $125, you also get access to the 16-hour course, which in my opinion might be a pretty good steal. $125 for an exam plus the course is I think very reasonably priced considering how much other courses and certifications cost, especially within the world of EC Council. Because not to give you a spoiler for the next couple of episodes, but CEH, one of the bundles that I saw was almost $2,000. So $125 is like a bargain. Now, keep in mind that you don't have to take the course to take the exam. It's just your chances of passing the certification go up tremendously if you take the course. But for the price of $125, I do think that it might be worth it if you're like completely new to cybersecurity. If you just want to dip your toes in the water but not actually learn anything, because again, you're going to get awareness but you're not really going to learn how do you defend yourself or how do you fight back type of thing. It's just going to be like, hey, here's a scary world out there, good luck, right? So I would say if that's the situation you're in, right, where you're just kind of very curious, you know that the internet is dangerous, but you don't know what you don't know, then spend the $125. But if you're looking for like an entry-level position in cybersecurity or something to like jumpstart your career in cybersecurity, this certification is not it. EC Council doesn't really offer up any more details on the exam or course, but they do provide a blueprint. There's 7 categories, which include topics such as introduction to data security threats, operating system security, internet and social networking site security, email communication and mobile devices security, cloud and network connection security, and finally data backup and disaster recovery. Now, what I love about these topics is these are all topics that are very much applicable to literally almost every person that uses the internet. Sure, maybe you're not going to learn the techniques on how to configure networks and or how to like do all this crazy stuff with like protecting your operating systems and stuff like that, but you're going to have awareness. You're going to have a gained appreciation of it's scary and it's a dangerous world out there. And through these cert, at least through this cert, right, I think it's a great step for folks that just, they just don't know how bad it is out there. There's so many threats, there's so many dangers, and people are just walking through minefields without a care in the world, but not because they don't necessarily care, they just don't know there's minefields. They missed the sign that says warning, right? And so this, these topics, I think, were really important to me, and it kind of gives me an idea of where I want to go with this podcast once I finish reviewing, or maybe just in between, between all my planned episodes, because I do really see a lot of value, and I'm focusing here on the word value. I do see a lot of value in going deeper into these specific topics, because these specific topics, while technical, are very much relevant to every person. Any person that's ever taken a picture, whether that be with a camera or their smartphone or pretty much any other way you can take a picture, right? Not having access to your data is a very real scenario that every person, again, every digital user can experience. And so I'm thinking of, again, not to diverge myself too much, but I am thinking that this might be an avenue a trail of series of either TikToks or podcast episodes that I'm going to be putting out. But I like what I'm seeing. So last thing here to wrap this up with respect to this certification is I want to point out that this certification is perfect, again, for folks that use a computer, right, but just don't know anything about the threats. The certification should open up your eyes and help you become more aware of the dangers associated with being a user of the internet. The certification is not, I'm going to repeat this, this is not, I don't know my audience, many of you still haven't talked to me, but if you are looking to get into a career in cybersecurity and you're asking yourself, where's the beginning point? Where should I start? This exam is not it. It will help you. It'll help you to have an appreciation and an understanding for what you're getting yourself into from a cybersecurity perspective. But I mean, if I'm an employer, I'm not going to hire anybody that has this certification because it's just not something that is going to be providing value, right? This course, this exam, this certification, it's not going to give you the tools you need to help protect my business. So not a good one to get started with if you want to become a pro in this field, but if you're just anybody else that uses the internet, highly recommended. Anyways, we are going to start jumping into the more advanced. So the next topic here is going to be, let's see, what's next? So we got security awareness. I think we're going to go to fundamentals. I think fundamentals makes the most sense, where they offer two certifications. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll go into core. So core is probably going to be, I don't know that we'll be able to get into core in 2021, but definitely fundamentals, I'm going to be covering the rest of 2021. So make sure you drop a like on this podcast. Make sure you're sharing this with your friends and family. Make sure you just appreciate all the love you give. And you're going to want to stick around because we have, what's at least in 2022, when we're talking about core, those are going to be great ones, right? Those are going to be your networks, your certified ethical hacker. And then when we get into advanced, you're talking pen testing, advanced pen testing, licensed pen testing, blockchain professionals, advanced network defense. So we're going to get into some really good, awesome topics. But again, baby steps. We got to start at the beginning. So that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this episode. I really, really hope you found a little bit of value here. I'm hoping that if you've stumbled upon my podcast, that I don't know who you are, but feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. I'd be more than happy to connect with you. I do want to build a community here. And if you're a cybersecurity, I want to know who you are, first of all, just so I can help you better. Because if you're a cybersecurity professional, or someone that's trying to become a cybersecurity professional, as in you want to get a job in this stuff, then there's a whole path that I can take with respect to like the content that I produce for you on how to go that way. But if you just want to get awareness, if you're just an average person like you, me, right, anybody that just uses the internet, and you just want to have a better appreciation for what's out there and what problems are out there, then that's a completely different route that I'm also willing to go. But please let me know which camp you're in. I'm shooting in the dark, and so I'm kind of doing a little, I got my feet on two different ladders. So if you want to help me and help improve the quality, or at least the relevancy of this podcast, please feel free to reach out to me, because I mean, I'd love to tailor this podcast a little bit more to you specifically. But for now, and until I get some feedback from people, I'm just going to continue to kind of continue with the course that I'm on. Hopefully it's one that's an educational, entertaining to you. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if you want to have a little bit say of maybe getting a lot more value out of these podcasts, let me know. And I'd be more than happy to share my, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years of experience that I have in this field with you. Because I do feel that you're going to get the most value if I make this more relevant to you. But again, apetech.me/social is where you can go and find out about where I am at in the world of the internet. So if you want to get a hold of me, that's probably the best way for you to go on that track to find me. Feel free to read through this episode here. I'm going to have the show notes in my blog. If you have a parent, if you have a child, if you have a grandparent, literally a neighbor, anybody who you think might benefit from listening to this podcast, please feel free to share it with them. And I don't know if iTunes or the podcasting stores leave reviews anymore. I haven't seen anything through my portal, but if there's a way for you to leave a review, I'd appreciate the review. Again, 7,500 is the big goal for the end of 2022. 2,500 is the goal for the end of this year. And I'm a little over 100 downloads away. So feel free to listen to this podcast. If you haven't listened to my other episodes, I do have, I don't know, close to 50 episodes. So give each one a like or a listen. And two of you do this and I'm set. We're up to 100. So anyways, thank you very much. That's going to be it for this one. I really, really do appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I will see you next week. Promise. We're not going to let 2 months pass here. And so next week, we're going to come at you with the next cert in the EC Council lineup. So thank you very much. Appreciate you. Feel free to reach out. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of 2021. And I will see you next week.